In the new Affordable Care Act era, we've seen the lowest rates of uninsured Americans in more than 50 years. That may be why recently fundraising and finding volunteers is harder for free and charitable clinics that cater to the uninsured. There are still roughly 1 in 10 Americans who don't have health insurance. Julie Darnell is a professor of public health sciences at Loyola University in Chicago. She spent the past decade studying these organizations and joins us now to talk about the current landscape of free and charitable clinics in the era of Obamacare. Professor Darnell, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You know, when people hear about these rates of uninsured people in the U.S., it is the lowest it's been in more than 50 years, and they may assume that thanks to the ACA, free clinics aren't needed, but you're saying that's not the case. Why is that?
Yeah, it's exactly right. I think the uninsured have become invisible because we've passed this major health legislation, and it was a hallmark event in our history to have accomplished an insurance expansion. But we've only reached so far 17 million newly insured, and so that leaves 27 million uninsured looking forward at the next decade, still uninsured.
And there's also people who are underinsured as well, and I imagine that's a whole other portion of the population that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, it's important also to mention that underinsured population. And while we're looking ahead at 30 million or close to it uninsured, estimates are that there's 30 million additional underinsured. And so I think we have to recognize, while the Affordable Care Act has been a major accomplishment, that there are still gaps in coverage, and insurance doesn't necessarily equate to access to care. Having that insurance card doesn't mean that you can actually receive the care that you need.
And when we think about that, having that insurance card, I wonder, for people who don't have that, what are some of the challenges that these free clinics, particularly in Illinois or other states where Medicaid is expanding under Obamacare, what are some of the challenges these clinics are facing?
Well, I think the first challenge is one of perception, especially in a state like Illinois that's expanded coverage. We think that most, if not all, of the low-income population have their needs met. But even in a state like Illinois, where we have, with other states, expanded coverage for that low-income population, what we know from other research evidence is that only 2 out of 3 people who are eligible for Medicaid actually get coverage. That means that 1 out of every 3 people who is eligible for that Medicaid coverage doesn't get it, and so they're part of the uninsured problem. In addition, you have those others who are underinsured, so they might have successfully signed up for, say, a bronze plan in the marketplace, but that bronze plan might come with a very high deductible.
Right, like $5,000 deductible, something
like that. $5,000 deductible or a large copay, and that can be a disincentive for them to seek care. And so free and charitable clinics are there to fill in the gaps for people who, insurance or not, are there as very low-cost or no-cost providers of services, and they've traditionally reached out and have served this medically underserved population, so are accustomed to knowing how to treat them and serve them. But with the public perception of there's not a problem anymore, we've changed the conversation. We sort of have moved on. Affordable Care Act is passed, anymore, the uninsured is not part of our national conversation.
Well, as you said, they're invisible. So when we're thinking about that, people are invisible. And is it really a question of, is the greatest need you think these clinics have, is it changing the conversation? Is it a matter of perception or is it a matter of funding?
Well, the two go hand in hand. I think that we need to and should recognize that there are millions of people who are uninsured. And that might then bring into the conversation those donors who've traditionally supported free and charitable clinics to still want to use their dollars to support that sector.
Because we've seen that's been a challenge in the past year or two, fundraising for these clinics.
Yeah, some of the new evidence coming out is suggesting that if you're a clinic in a Medicaid expansion state, you're having more challenges in fundraising. And I believe those greater challenges can be explained by it's public perception that the problem has disappeared.
You're also conducting a national survey of free and charitable clinics right now. What are you hoping to learn from that?
Yeah, it's exciting to be at a point to be able to survey again all known free and charitable clinics in this very important point in history after the Affordable Care Act. I had conducted a similar survey 10 years ago, and we'll be able to not only look at what does the sector look like in 2015, but be able to compare how it's changed over this intervening decade. My goals for the survey are to both understand what does the sector look like, fully characterize what free and charitable clinics contribute to the safety net. You know, how many patients are they serving? What do those patients look like? Where are they located? And look at states that have expanded and not expanded Medicaid and look at see what the differences are. We're also, through the survey, we'll be able to compare so-called free clinics to charitable clinics. What they have in common is that they're both nonprofit organizations that target their services to the uninsured. A free clinic doesn't charge a fee for care, and a charitable clinic may charge a small fee for services. So there's an opportunity to understand how the sector has changed to serve the low-income, medically underserved population.
In this era of Obamacare. Thanks for being with us, Julie. Julie Darnell is a professor of public health sciences at Loyola University in Chicago.
Thank you so much.